This program is brought to you by the Genesis Communications Network, a world leader in talk radio since 1998. Visit GCNlive.com today.
Good morning, gardeners. It's Sunday morning. It's time for your favorite gardener and mine, Patrick Parent. Get yourself a cup of coffee and get out a notebook because it's time to solve all your gardening problems.
I see trees of green, red roses too. I see them blue for me and you. And I think to myself, what a wonderful world.
Good morning, gardeners. Welcome to the Paul Parent Garden Club. I'm your host, Patrick Parent, Paul's youngest son. And I'll be here till 10 o'clock Eastern time to answer all your gardening questions. So feel free, give us a call. Our phone number here is 855-660-4261. Again, 855-660-4261. And we've got plenty of time here to answer as many of your gardening questions as possible today. And, you know, it's good to be back live with you. I don't know, I don't see another non-live show, if you will, for a while. So definitely be here with you for the foreseeable future. So be here to answer those questions. I appreciate everybody listening to some of the best of, if you will. But we're live and back. And speaking of being live, we can actually answer some questions for you. So, Nathan, we got some calls on the line. So who's up next?
Alice is in Cape Cod.
Alice, welcome to the Paul Parent Garden Club. How can we help you today?
I have my tomato plants in full sun, and the tomatoes look okay, good, but the leaves are almost all gone because they turn into, you know, they start turning bad. You know, they're yellow and I don't understand. Is that significant for some? Is that trying to tell me something that I'm doing wrong?
No, a lot of this has to do with the weather. It really does. Those leaves on the bottom, you know, they need to have sun. They need to have flow through the airflow through it. And so they start to turn yellow, start to become diseased because of all the rain, etc. So it's nothing you have done by any means. One of the things that I've seen done and done myself is just cleaning up those leaves that you've already been doing. And from there, what it does is it takes care of a lot of the disease that could be coming. Because this is what happens, right? So all the leaves are there. Rain comes, water sits, then we get humidity, especially in July, and the water sits on the leaves, causing a fungus, causing disease, yellowing the leaves out. They don't get enough sun, they don't get enough airflow, and so they start to yellow out from the bottom up. And as time goes on, they'll move all the way up. And what you need to do is just get rid of the yellow leaves.
Yeah.
You can be spraying with like a copper fungicide. Copper fungicide is is obviously a fungicide. It's organic though, so you can spray it every 7 to 10 days. Take a look at the label. It'll tell you right on the label how many days prior to harvest you can spray it. So that means you can spray it on your plants and still be able to eat them after they, you know, once you've cleaned them, obviously. A lot of them will say right on it, can spray up until day of harvest. Trying to look at it as while we're talking here to see
does,
if I can.
Does a tomato plant need leaves? I mean, would I be getting more tomatoes if the leaves were in better shape? You know, if I didn't have to cut off all the leaves. Would I be getting more tomatoes?
Well, so it a lot of it has to do with right now the weather, honestly, with how it's producing its fruit. It's just with not as much sun, with more rain than anything. This is what's happening. I wouldn't say that they're going to produce more based on the amount of leaves that they have. What the leaves will do with some of it is they do create like a little bit of shade for the fruit. So they're not in the hot sun, so they don't basically push quickly to get bigger. I wouldn't say it needs all the leaves, but I would say it needs some of the leaves. But the bottom half of the leaves, honestly, can be taken out without an issue, because that's where moisture sits and that's where the fungus starts to create. You'll start to see like mildews. You'll start to see leaf spot. You'll start to see all those types of things. They develop right from the bottom because water just sits there. Even if it's just light rain or light humidity, it's just sitting there creating the issue.
So it doesn't have anything to do with how many tomatoes there are on the plant?
No, I think, to be honest, a lot has to do with the weather. Just everything that's been going on. I think I said it earlier in the show, but we've had more rain, more measurable rainy days in July than any July ever.
All right, I understand what you're saying. The thing is, I have these tomatoes that I have in the backyard are in full sun, and I have a couple of plants in the front of the yard that doesn't get as much sun, and their leaves are fine. There is no fungus on them or anything. They're green. And I see, these things confuse me. I just don't know what the heck is going on. Why, in one part of my yard, the tomato plant doesn't have any fungus, and the one in the sunshine does. Do you have anything to say about that? I mean, it's a puzzle. It's definitely a puzzle.
Well, again, I think a lot to do with weather, but at the same time, the ones that are in the full sun, right?
Yeah.
The water and the humidity is going to be a little higher end. It's going to try and dry it out. It's going to dry the top out, but the center is going to stay wet.
Okay.
What's also going to happen is water sitting on leaves and then the sun hits it can actually burn some of the leaves as well. Because the sun heats it up and starts to, you know, burn out some of the chlorophyll that's in there. So
okay.
That could be a lot to do with it. It also could be, one area dries out quicker, even though it's in the shade. It doesn't stay as wet. Maybe the wind hits a little bit differently there.
Yeah.
There are a lot of environmental factors that could be different, even in the front of the house versus the back of the house.
Okay.
Again, I think you're not the only one who has this issue right now with tomatoes. At the garden center, I'm not in the garden center as much as I have been in the past, but I will say in the amount of time that I've spent there, which is not a lot, almost every question that I've helped answer has to do with tomatoes and yellowing leaves and disease right now.
Oh, okay.
So it's all over the place. This isn't just a spotty here and there, but the tomatoes are doing it everywhere. And this is, the weather for August looks really good. Usually around now, in July, end of July, beginning of August, we've hit like a pretty decent heat wave. And what happens is a lot of our tomatoes, the growth gets stunted. Because when it is over 85 or when it's constantly in the 90s, our plants, the tomato plants almost go dormant, right? They don't turn that orangey red color for you. They don't change their color. They don't ripen as easily because they don't like the heat. You know, it's interesting, right? They're not a cold crop by any means. But the way you look at it is you say, oh, tomatoes, they like the summer. They like the hot. It's everything. You know, there's certain ones that you wait until after May 20th to grow outside. But in fact, when it gets too hot, tomatoes hate it. It's interesting to kind of look at it a little bit deeper into it. They thrive when it comes to the growth, but the tomatoes themselves slow down in ripening because of heat. So this is actually the temperatures looking in the next 14 days are perfect for the growth of it, especially with the sun. You'll start to see some of these tomatoes start to ripen up. I honestly do believe that.
Well, the tomatoes are coming along fine. It's just that there's no foliage left on the plant, and I'm just thinking, I don't get it. But, you know, you've helped me. You've explained it nicely, and thank you very much. I won't worry about it that much anymore.
Yeah, and if it continues again, you can always look at copper fungicide. It's a organic spray to spray on it, but I think you're going to be okay.
Thanks a lot.
All right, Alice, have a great one. We're going to take a break. Phone number here is 855-660-4261. We'll be back.
Aspoma, the company that makes Holytone and Plantone fertilizer, has something new for you this spring. A new 4-in-1 weed control that kills weeds, grasses, mosses, and algae. Use it on sidewalks, patios, driveways, and walkways, and you will see results in just hours. Also, an all-natural insect control for roses, vegetables, and flowers. It's fast-acting and kills all stages of insects from eggs to adults. And a 3-in-1 natural disease control for roses, vegetables, and ornamentals. A triple-action killer for fungus, mites, and insects. That's Aspoma.
Hard at work, Rob. For over 75 years, Graham Watering Tools have been the professional choice for quality and durability. And now you can create the softest shower of rain with a Graham Rain Wand in your garden. Choose from 9 water patterns for a variety of uses with the 9 pattern revolver spray gun. Use a Color Storm sprinkler for a lush green playground. Quality you can depend on for a lifetime. Graham, the professional's choice for lawn and garden. Available at a fine garden center near you. Visit us online at Graham.com.
Right now, millions of Americans have an uneasy feeling about the future. That's why they're quietly stockpiling as much emergency food as they can. What about you? Do you have enough emergency food to get you through a prolonged crisis? If not, take a moment to shop My Patriot Supply. We're America's leader in emergency preparedness and survival. Since 2008, we've served several million American families like yours. In fact, our mission is your survival. So head on over to MyPatriotSupply.com and grab a few of our tasty emergency food kits. Our food stays fresh for up to 25 years in storage and is shipped quickly and discreetly to your door. One day, you might be eating breakfast, lunch, or dinner while everyone else is standing in a food line. Avoid that. It's too late to act once the other shoe drops. It's time to be self-reliant and prepared. And now you can. Go to MyPatriotSupply.com. MyPatriotSupply.com.
Stop aging now. Restore those joints. Boost your strength. Because it's official. NutriMedical has released the most exciting, powerful anti-aging supplement on the market. Dr. Bill Deagle's Red Deer Velvet DR has been approved by the U.S. Patent Office. Imagine stem cell rejuvenation all in one capsule without huge expense. Dr. Bill MD discovered that as an unborn baby grows in the mother's womb, he or she does not deteriorate or physically age. Red Deer Velvet DR, like the uterus, provides 300 biomolecules and 6 hormones protected in one special DR capsule that delivers lipid packages directly into your circulation. This patented technology bypasses the stomach and is released into the small bowel unaltered by digestive enzymes and stomach acid. Remember, Red Deer Velvet DR. Improve endurance, stimulate your immune system, increase learning ability, and even improve sexual libido with Red Deer Velvet DR. Click NutriMedical.com. That's N-U-T-R-I Medical.com. Or call toll-free 888-212-8871 and get on the road to a newer, rejuvenated, happier you.
Get healthy, not high, with 100% pure CBD powerful natural pain relief from Veterans Vitality. GCN listeners, have you ever thought about how CBD may help you? I'm sure you have heard about the many benefits of CBD. Well, here's your opportunity to try before you buy. Created by veterans and for everyone who deserves better choices, our CBD is derived from organic hemp, grown in the USA, and third-party tested. Veterans Vitality CBD saves you as much as 25 to 50% over our competition, and a portion of all sales is contributed to veteran nonprofits and events. Many of our customers have experienced improved quality of life, help with anxiety, PTSD, and overall well-being. Our products do not contain THC. They are safe, non-addictive, effective, and 100% legal. GCN listeners, get your free trial bottle of premium CBD by simply paying shipping and handling at GCNFreeCBD.com. That's GCNFreeCBD.com. Again, GCNFreeCBD.com. Offered by Veterans Vitality Premium CBD.
Deb's constipation with belly pain, discomfort, and bloating kept giving her grief. She talked to her doctor to get some relief. Turns out Deb had irritable bowel syndrome with constipation, or IBS-C, which was a start. Saying yes to Linzess helped her do her part.
Linzess, or linaclotide, is a prescription medicine that treats IBS-C in adults. Linzess works differently than laxatives. It lets you have more frequent and complete bowel movements and helps relieve overall abdominal symptoms, belly pain, discomfort, and bloating. These symptoms were studied in combination, not individually. Do not give Linzess to children less than 6, and it should not be given to children 6 to less than 18. It may harm them. Do not take Linzess if you have a bowel blockage. Get immediate help if you develop unusual or severe stomach pain, especially with bloody or black stools. The most common side effect is diarrhea, sometimes severe. If it's severe, stop taking Linzess and call your doctor right away. Other side effects include gas, stomach area pain, and swelling. There could be more to your story with IBS-C. Talk to a doctor today. Say yes to Linzess. Learn more at Linzess.com or call 1-800-LINZESS. Sponsored by AbbVie and Ironwood Pharmaceuticals.
And welcome back to the Paul Parent Garden Club. Our phone number here is 855-660-4261. Again, 855-660-4261. And it's a beautiful day out there. Get out in that garden, enjoy it. And before you do, maybe give us a call if you have any questions to get out there. So we can help you out. We do have some calls on the line. So, Nathan, who's up next?
Mary's in Pennsylvania.
Mary, welcome to the Paul Parent Garden Club. How can we help you today?
Morning, Patrick.
Good morning.
I have a problem with my rhubarb. It seems like the leaves are turning all brown, too. And I was wondering, if there might be a problem with that, or is it common, or...
Well, you know, I don't know about you, but, you know, the rain and everything that we've had, at least in New England, and I'd say you're getting some of that in Pennsylvania, has done a number on a lot of our plants and kind of slowed them down, kind of created fungus, created a lot more issues with that, right? What has anything changed environmentally? Like, has there been anything like that, or?
No, I just got the plants this year.
Okay.
And they were doing good, and then all of a sudden now the leaves turn brown, and, you know, so I was wondering what was going on with them.
Okay, now.
Higher.
Now, are they... When they're turning brown, are they, like, in the center of it? Are they on the outside? Are they all over?
But there's like, no leaves now. It's like the one is all brown. And I thought maybe it was going to sprout out, but nothing, you know, the leaves are just, it's just brown. So,
okay. When they've turned brown like that, I'd cut them out. Sometimes there is a disease in rhubarb. There's a fungal leaf that usually turns the leaves brown, like spots on it, and then turns brown. It almost like a tan color to it. I don't know the exact name of it, but there is one where when it starts to develop, it can take over the plant and create it and turn it all brown and type of wither from it. What the usual suggestion to do is to cut the leaves back and get rid of any affected leaves. Did it start as like almost like little yellow spots on the leaves, or did it almost feel like it just happened overnight?
I don't know. It just happened. You know, I was looking, and then all of a sudden we noticed the leaves were getting. And my brother said, I think this thing is dying. I said, what? I just noticed it was starting to burn brown. So,
I mean, a lot of the brown you're going to need to get rid of because it's not going to come back. And they could be infected. I know you said it's almost everything. The problem is when, if this happens, the fungal spores can go into the soil, can go into and just overwinter. So we're trying to get rid of them and not so they're not sitting there, right?
What causes that? I mean, what makes it, you know, other years my brother had, and boy, they were beautiful, and his died off, so then I got new ones, but now this is happening. I was wondering, is it in the soil or what is it? Or is it in the plant?
So it could be some environmental factors, right? Just the way the season has gone. It could definitely be part of it. It could have already had it, especially since it's a newer one, but you don't see it until it really spreads out and gets bigger in the plant. I have a hard time thinking that it was just already sitting there. I'm trying to think of what else could have done it. There is a fungus, like I said, that does it. If you want, why don't you hang tight with me? I can do a little bit of research and see if it's, you know, where it's born from. Because I know it is. There's a leaf spot that does cause this, that causes it to, like, rust out. So hang tight with me. Give me a couple minutes in between the break, and I'll get some more information when we get back right after this.
Are your window boxes and containers wilting on these hot days of summer? Do you spend countless hours watering your garden? Well, it's not too late to change that with soil moisture annuals. Just punch a few holes in the soil near the plant and add a pinch or two of soil moisture annuals. The soil moisture annuals will swell 200 times, holding the water in the soil for your plants to use. Established plants like roses, vegetables, annuals, perennials, and new shrubs and trees will stop wilting. That's soil moist. How would you like the garden to be green this year? Yes, it's possible with BioSafe products. BioSafe as an organic weed and grass killer, no more Roundup. Organic disease control, organic insecticide, organic mold and mildew, BioSafe fruit and vegetable wash, and all the organic products to keep your fish pond clean. Go to BioSafeSystems.com, call 860-290-8890. BioSafe.
USA Radio News. I'm Brad Bernards. The nationwide pause on evictions expired on Saturday after Congress failed to extend it. The CDC ordered last year a moratorium on evictions, but federal courts have since said the agency overreached with the pause, and the Supreme Court ruled in June that any extension would have to be approved by Congress. An Ecuadorian court on Monday ruled in favor of revoking the citizenship of WikiLeaks founder Julian Assange, according to a judgment published by the judicial branch of Ecuador. The court's decision nullified Assange's status as a naturalized citizen of Ecuador, which was granted to him in December 2017 by then-President Lenin Moreno.
Carlos Poveda, Assange's lawyer in Ecuador, told CNN that he would appeal the ruling. This is USA Radio News. The Department of Justice's order on Friday to release former President Donald Trump's tax returns appears to be purely political, Senator Chuck Grassley, Republican of Iowa, said. In 2019, the department said the returns did not have to be given to Representative Richard Neal, Democrat of Massachusetts, chairman of the House Ways and Means Committee, because Neal was disingenuous about the true purpose of seeking the returns. Following the most widespread protests since Fidel Castro's 1959 revolution, Cubans are now bracing themselves for a new aftershock, mass trials of those who dared to take to the streets calling for change.
Many of the relatives of the people who were arrested would not talk to us on camera. They were too afraid. But some did tell us that their loved ones had done nothing other than peacefully demonstrate or simply record and upload videos of the historic protests as they took place.
CNN international correspondent Patrick Oppen. This is USA Radio News.
Tahibo Tea Club's original Pure Pau D'Arco Super Tea comes from the only tree in the world that fungus doesn't grow on. As a result, it naturally has antifungal, anti-infection, antiviral, antibacterial, anti-inflammation, and anti-parasite properties. So the tea is great for healthy people because it helps build the immune system, and it can truly be miraculous for someone fighting a potentially life-threatening disease due to an infection, diabetes, or cancer. A one-pound package of tea is $34.95 plus shipping. To order, please visit shopsupertea.com. That's shop, S-H-O-P, super, S-U-P-E-R, T-T-E-A, .com. So the complete website is shopsupertea.com or call us at 818-984-6100 Monday through Saturday, 9 to 5 California time. That's shopsupertea.com at 818-984-6100.
Back to the Paul Parent Garden Club. Our phone number here is 855-660-4261. Again, 855-660-4261. And before the break, we were talking with Mary in regards to a rhubarb plant. And, you know, I had wanted her to hang tight with me so I could do a little bit more research because I know a little bit about it, but I wanted to make sure I knew what I needed to know about it to make sure I had the right answer for her. So just after looking through a few different articles, what I was saying is most likely what's going on. Plant starts off, looks great, healthy, and then all of a sudden it starts to have the brown leaves and then form into it just starts to kill all the leaves, right? Well, so here's a couple things that I've read about that I think would help you. Obviously you need to remove all the affected stalks to try and get that plant to almost start like new, right? Maybe it'll start to grow some fresh stalks. It should, based on the time of year it is, etc. What I would also look to do from there is fertilize it with like an all-purpose fertilizer. You could use like a 10-10-10 to try and help give it something back. You can use a granular fertilizer, would be fine. It's a longer term. You could also use some liquid form. All of the leaves that you have cut need to be just discarded. Don't put them in like a compost because they can overwinter with those spores in there. What I would look to do, so in the fall, usually rhubarb will take go into the second season when you really have like the best harvest. But if you have the leaves that come back and you harvest some of them, whatever is left, you should remove the stalks so there's no stalks left, because any of the stalks can overwinter that disease. Now there's a, and I'm, I'm almost positive it's an anthracnose type rot, but it can be taken care of by doing this procedure, right? Sometimes when it remains too wet all the time, and I'm not sure if you've had as much rain as we've had, but that can affect it. So I know we don't want the rhubarb to dry out, but we don't want it to stay wet. And if that's part of it, that could be causing it. So next year, this could come back without an issue, right? So I think, start, cut all the brown that is out of there, get rid of it. The other thing you could look to do is if any of them are still, green or have some red to it, spray it with like a copper fungicide. Okay, copper fungicide takes care of disease, fungus, that type of thing. But it's going to help just control it a little bit. It's not going to completely get rid of it, but it's going to help control it a little bit to slow it down. Not having as much rain and having a little bit more sun is going to help with this long term. But in the fall, when it comes time to the end of the year, cut everything back so that and get rid of the leaves so that if anything's in those leaves as well, we're getting rid of it. And next spring, what I would look to do is as it's coming out, as it's starting to show its new shoots, that's when I would spray just early enough with like a copper fungicide. Reason being is let's just get it taken care of early so that if it has it still, we are getting it when it's younger. So when the leaves start to grow, they're stronger. So that's how I would look at doing it. And again, I think some of it has to do with the weather conditions, the way it's been. But you better be safe than sorry when it comes to something like this if you want to continue growing. And like I said, I mean, usually a couple years on a rhubarb is when it does its best.
May I ask you a question yet? You said put 10, 10, 10. You always said that it takes longer for that to get down into the ground. Is that right or not?
So it's a slower release fertilizer. So it does take some time to get in there. But I think what we're looking to do is for the long term of the health of the rhubarb. I don't think, you're going to have really much of a harvest for the fall.
Oh, no.
But where I'm looking at is the future of the plant.
Okay.
To allow the plant to get a little bit stronger before winter time, right?
And what kind of liquid fertilizer did you say?
So you could use
Neptune Harvest?
Neptune's Harvest would be phenomenal for it. I think it would work really well. That doesn't have as, it's not like a 10-10-10, but some of it, if you do it, you're going to do it every couple weeks. You should be fine to use it. I think that would really be beneficial for you, for these plants, because they need a little bit of something right now. They've had not great weather. They've got disease. This is a good way just to help take care of them going forward.
Okay, I'm going to try it. Thank you very much. I'll let you know how I make out.
All right, Mary. Have a great one.
You too. Bye-bye.
Bye-bye. All right, our phone number here is 855-660-4261. Again, 855-660-4261. And Nathan, we got any more calls on the line?
Yep, there's a couple. Bob is in South Portland, Maine.
Bob, welcome to the Paul Parent Garden Club. How can we help you today?
Good morning, Patrick.
As good morning.
I said last week, have you got your oars in the water?
Yeah, seriously.
Listen, I won't hold you up. Three questions here.
Sure.
I'm trying to grow eggplant in my yard here in South Portland. What's the chances that I'll see fruit before the first frost? The other thing is, I keep hearing in the other ear, you got to be looking for a tomato hornworm. I got to know what the hell to look for. Excuse my French. And the other thing is, my blueberry plants are shooting shoots, and they've got fruits, but they're shooting shoots. Do I prune my blueberry plants back to keep in on keep them under control? That's the question. Thank you.
All right. Yeah. So, as far as the blueberry shoots and whatnot, you know, you can tell the difference in like water sprouts. If you're starting to see some of the difference in the color of the bark, if you will, the stem, if it's going straight up and down, I would definitely prune those out so it's not affecting the rest of your plant. If they're more of just like it looks almost like a normal branch, kind of let it happen. But I think if you're what's happening with all the weather we've been having, all the rain, everything, plants are starting to grow even more because they're getting everything that it needs in the middle of the summer, and then we're getting those warm temperatures, etc. So I think that could be part of it. But if you're seeing a lot of like water sprouts, those you got to get rid of because they're just taking water away from the plant. They're taking nutrients. They're taking everything away from the plant.
Okay. Fine. All right.
Now, as far as a tomato hornworm, they are an ugly-looking
I know well about them. Let's put it this way. I've experienced them at least twice here in 10 years in South Portland, Maine, so I know what to look for. But
yep.
I keep being told by the Internet, look for the hornworm, look for the hornworm. Well, I'm not having any problem. And I'm looking, but I need to know what conditions cause them to come about.
Okay. Let's so the you know, they like the warm weather. They like you know, the summery type weather. So that's part of it. The thing is you can't really tell when they're going to come. There's no way, right?
Okay.
You're going to start to notice them when you're starting to see some of the leaves starting to be chewed on, etc.
Okay.
You would, you know, maybe if you've seen a ton of moths in the area, you know, previous seasons, that could be part of it. So, you know, that would be like a previous year. There were tons of them. I'm trying to think.
If I may interject.
Yeah.
The previous two incidences that I had with the hornworm, I think it might have been your dad who said, put a tarp or something underneath the plant and look for black droppings.
Yeah,
so
that was
the hornworm eats, and then you know what. And
that was one of the next things I was going to say.
Okay, and once again, I'm not even seeing anything like that. See, so that's why. But you know, I guess I have to continue looking like a good trooper and make sure. But I don't see anybody eating the fruit nor eating the leaves. I mean,
yeah, so. I mean, that's usually how you see it. I think, you know, the other thing is the weather has been so wet. So they, you know, they're kind of a lazy type insect that you know, if they're on the plant and the amount of like heavier rain that we get would be pushing them down, you'd be seeing a little bit more stripped foliage. I mean, I'm not seeing them in a lot of places. I think more people are seeing diseases when it comes to it than anything,
okay.
Right?
Okay.
So I'd keep an eye out for it, but it usually is, you know, end of July, beginning of August when you see them. Best way to do it, to be honest, you know, as you know, is physically remove them. There's no real, I mean, you can use a spray, but the removing them is the best way to do it.
Mm-hmm.
You know, yeah. It's when they start to, you know, the moth, if you saw tons of moths in the spring in the garden, and those, that's when they're laying their eggs. That's when they're starting to get everything. So that would be the other thing to look at.
Sure.
Of when it's happening. So I think they might still be there, but I don't think you need to worry about them as much.
Sure. Okay.
Okay. And then your first question there, what was that one again?
It's got to do with eggplants. What's the chances of getting fruits before the first frost.
Now, when did you start these plants?
I started them late this year because having lived in other places in the country and grown eggplant, that was one of the first things because it needs so much warmth and sunlight.
Yep.
But there's 10 possible flowers on the plant now. Three of them have fruit. And I'm saying, okay, what's the chances of going to September or September 15th and I still have fruit, or do I take care of it now? Or do I just take a chance like Columbus and keep going?
Well, I think you definitely need to keep going with it.
Okay, sure.
I think you have some time. We usually warm up in September anyways again.
Okay.
So I really think you're going to be okay. It takes a bit to get to that stage, but honestly, going forward, I think you're going to be fine.
Okay, that sounds good. Thank you, young man. Have a great week. Stay safe.
You too, Bob. Thanks.
Right on. Bye-bye.
Bye-bye. 855-660-4261.
It's about time for the 15th anniversary of Sunny Bay. And it may be our 15-year anniversary, but it's your chance at winning from weekly drawings in our contest for better health. We owe our success to you, GCN listeners. So as our thanks, you may win our grand prize, an Amazon gift card, plus Sunny Bay's complete set of superior pain relief products and services with a total prize value up to $4,152. How do you enter the Sunny Bay 15th anniversary contest for better health? Easy. Just click sunny-bay.com. No purchase necessary. Remember, there will be weekly drawings. Yes, it's our 15th anniversary, and it's your chance to win in Sunny Bay's 15th anniversary contest for better health. For complete contest rules and prize values, visit sunny-bay.com. That's sunny-bay.com.
Hi, I'm Dr. Joel Wallach, the Dead Doctors Don't Lie guy, formerly Air Force Lieutenant Colonel, Air National Guard and Reservist. I'm looking for veterans, active duty military personnel to join the 90 for Life crusade to save America. She needs your skills, courage, and loyalty more than ever. Contact GCNteam.com. Because of the financial and healthcare collapse, veterans are currently struggling finding jobs. Frustrated looking for a job? Change your tactics. Join the 90 for Life crusade to save America. Start a healthcare business with FDI Longevity 90 for Life crusade. Contact GCNteam.com immediately. You're looking for military specialists who can use a computer and communicate information and execute a battle plan. Join the admirals, Navy SEALs, Marines, pilots, Army officers, military police, sheriffs, police officers, firemen, and first responders already enrolled in the 90 for Life crusade. Contact GCNteam.com now. FDI Longevity will help you apply your military skills to the task of saving America through health and financial programs. Contact GCNteam.com. Enlist in GCNteam.com and save America.
Have you ever fed the birds during the winter? It's a lot of fun. But don't waste your money on inexpensive bird food that will not attract those colorful birds and the songbirds. Cheap seed contains filler like red Milo, cracked corn, and white millet. A great seed if you want to attract mourning doves and grackles. But if you want songbirds and colorful birds, use Wild Delight Bird Food Custom Blends. Fresh raisins, cherries, cranberries, tree nuts, vitamins, electrolytes, and minerals. Found only in Wild Delight Bird Food.
I'm your BioAdvanced Lawn Care Scientist, here to introduce new all-in-one Weed and Feed. It kills lawn weeds like dandelion and clover. Plus, it kills crabgrass all in one easy step. And it has microfeed action, which creates a more nutritious, resilient root zone. That's the key to a healthy green lawn. Make the switch and try the one that weeds, feeds, plus kills crabgrass.
New all-in-one Weed and Feed from BioAdvanced Science-Based Solutions. Get more from the blue bag. Always read and follow label instructions.
For over 20 years, Extendivite has been helping people. Here is a testimonial from Amazon.com. Glad I found this product. I am 51 years old and started getting headaches a couple of times a week. I went to the doctor and my blood pressure was a little high at around 150 over 95. I found out about Extendivite and I ordered some to try it. Immediately, I felt better and it lowered my blood pressure and my headaches went away almost instant. I have been taking it now for about 4 months, and I am so glad I found this product. You won't be disappointed. Extendivite is only $69.95 for a 2-month supply. To order, call 1-877-928-8822 or visit heartdrop.com. That's HEARTDROP.com.
Extend your life with Extendivite.
7 million children suffer from asthma, more than any other chronic disease. Most asthma attacks are caused by allergic reactions to allergens, including those left behind by cockroaches and mice. In fact, 82% of U.S. households contain mouse allergens, and cockroaches are found in up to 98% of urban homes. How can you protect your family? Find out at pestworld.org. A message from the National Pest Management Association and the American College of Allergy, Asthma, and Immunology.
You don't sit behind a desk every day to earn a living. You're out and about making it happen. And sometimes you get a little bit behind on your paperwork, you know, like bookkeeping and paying your taxes. It's easy to get behind on paying your taxes. It happens to the best of us. And you know what happens next. The big bad IRS comes knocking on your door. And when that happens, you need to call the good old boys at the Tax Doctor. Let them do what they do best. Deal and negotiate with the IRS so you pay the lowest you can in back taxes that the law allows. We are a 100% U.S.-based company, and we've saved our clients millions over the years in back taxes. If you owe $10,000 or more in back taxes, call my friends right now at the Tax Doctor and learn more.
800-985-1610. 800-985-1610. 800-985-1610. That's 800-985-1610.
Frustrated trying to get business capital? Want to take the slow process and rejection out of the equation? GCNLoans.com removes the slow, irritating approval process. Instead, get quick, simple funding. Powered by David Allen Capital, 80% of our pre-qualified clients are approved in days. Pre-qualify at GCNLoans.com and get your money this week. It's that easy. GCNLoans.com. That's GCNLoans.com.
And welcome back to the Paul Parent Garden Club. Our phone number here is 855-660-4261. We do have some calls on the line, so Nathan, who's up next?
Beth is in Rutland.
Beth, welcome to the Paul Parent Garden Club. How can we help you today?
Hi, thank you. I should warn you, you're talking to an amateur gardener, almost a pre-amateur. I was wondering, is it possible to transplant creeping myrtle from like a semi-shady spot to a spot that's, it doesn't have full sun all day, but it has some full sun in the afternoon? And how do I go about doing that?
Yeah, so you can definitely transplant some of that without a problem. I think, you know, temperature-wise, we're okay to do it now, but if you would look to do it and be have a closer to, a really great shot at doing it, wait a little bit until closer to, like, September when the temperatures stay a little bit more consistent.
Okay.
Usually, I say right this time of year, so it's warm, right? It's usually in the 85, mm-hmm. 90 degrees.
Mm-hmm.
It's usually not a great time to transplant during the middle of the summer, unless you have to, right?
Okay.
If you don't have to, it is a good time to wait until September or do it early in the spring because of the fact that it's not stressed out as much, right?
Okay.
The weather, the heat and everything doesn't dry it out so quickly. Especially when you dig something up, you're cutting its root system, you're cutting its water supply, and it can tend to dry out quicker. So, you know, that's one thing I would be looking to do.
Okay.
So a couple things when it comes to any time you're transplanting something, what I like to do is the day before or the night before, give that area that you're going to dig up a heavy watering so that the plant can absorb a good amount of water prior to being having the roots kind of chopped. Because the initial thing that happens when you dig up a root or you cut a root, the root just absorbs what it can right then and there. If it's already full, it doesn't have to absorb that much, and it's going to be easily transplanted. So on these areas, what I would try and do is get, you know, a decent root ball on it, knowing that some of it might not make it, but get as big of a root ball as you think you can handle from it, going down maybe about 8-10 inches deep.
Oh, wow.
Okay, do what you can. I mean, if you can't get deeper, do what you can. 6 inches maybe, but don't. If you only go a couple inches down, you're not getting a lot of the root system that you're looking to, the feeder roots.
Okay.
And that's what we're looking to do, is get those moved to that next area.
Okay.
From the what I'd also do is when you do plant it in the next area, use some sort of compost mixed in with the existing soil. So that existing soil that's in the area that you're going to plant it, mix some compost in, not a lot, because you want the plant to look for its food, right? You want it to venture out. You don't want it to just sit in one area where all this great nutrients is.
Okay.
The other thing I would look to do is use a product like Biotone Starter from Espoma. It's a granular, but what it does is it helps with transplant shock. It helps get into the soil, and it will help those feeder roots really get to that next stage and not have to worry about the shock of getting cut like it did.
Okay, and you said the name of that product is Biotone Starter. If I go to my local gardening place, they'll know what I'm talking about.
Yeah, it's an Espoma product. It comes in like a 4-pound, 8-pound, 18-pound, 25, but you're really only looking for like a 4. But,
4-pound, yeah.
But you can use it on a lot of the plants that you plant. It helps just give it something to start off with. So anytime you're putting any shrubs or trees or annuals or anything, you can mix that into the soil, and that's going to help it survive for that next for the season, and help really with the transplant shock. So you can definitely use it for others as well.
Okay, thank you so much.
All right, Beth, you have a great rest of your day.
You too. Bye-bye.
All right, we're going to take a break here. Our phone number is 855-660-4261. Again, 855-660-4261. Like I said, we'll take a break. We'll be back in a few.
Have you heard the warning from the Dead Doctors Don't Lie guy? I'm talking about Dr. Joel Wallach. He says if you have a 4-inch medical chart, if you take prescription drugs for high cholesterol or high blood pressure, arthritis, joint pains, or other health issues, the medical profession is failing you. They're using you for an ATM machine. That's what he says. He has a free lecture revealing what pharmaceutical companies don't want you to know. There's been groundbreaking research and discoveries on how to effectively treat or eliminate over 900 different diseases naturally. And it's all in his free lecture called Deadly Recipe. You want it free? Call him toll free at 855-79-YOUNG. You ready? 855-79-YOUNG. Dr. Joel Wallach, the Dead Doctors Don't Lie guy, says there's no reason why we shouldn't live to be at least 100 and have a great time getting there.